Sophie, Dom, welcome, man. I need to show you something because do you remember, Sophie, when we did our episode 10 months ago, it was just you.
Yeah.
Right? Were you guys like hanging out at that point?
No.
No?
No, not at all. Yeah. I don't think we were even like friends at the time.
Alright, well, do you remember when you first met Chris? Maybe not. I don't think you would.
What went down? Like,
No.
Dude, Dom,
you gotta watch this, man.
Chris tried to take your girl right here.
Dom.
Yeah, and you gotta let us know what you think. You wanna throw on the headphones real quick?
What? Why do I not know this?
Just watch this clip, please.
Wait, replay it.
Replay it.
He goes for the.
goes for the handshake, switches back for the handshake, goes back for the hug.
Oh, so that's why he's not here.
Yeah, he's like, wait, Sophie's coming. I gotta go.
I don't know how to say hi to her. I'll sit this one out.
This was a joke for so long. It was the funniest shit ever. And he's wearing like the Avani merch too, which just adds to it. He goes in for the awkward hug, and it just didn't work out.
Oh my god! I went for like the dab up.
Yeah. You're like, hey, friend, what's going on?
Whose fault was that? Do you think?
I don't know.
I think that was actually my fault.
I think it might have been. Let's watch it again.
I think I went for the handshake. Yeah, that was totally your fault.
Who goes for a handshake?
No, you can't blame the person in the sitting position though. You're sitting and he's standing.
If I'm trying to say hi to a girl and she goes for the handshake, that's like immediately, okay, I'll walk away.
He was like too close to the point where if I like stood up, like it, you can't really stand up. So like, what am I supposed to do?
That's rough.
He just laughs it off. I don't even think you guys really like.
Did you guys actually?
No, he hugged afterwards, I think.
It was just like the no hug, and then you guys both just walked.
No, it was cut off, but he didn't even do anything. Right after that, he just walked out. He just left. He didn't even complete the greeting.
No.
I'm kidding.
I feel so bad.
That's why you don't remember meeting him, because you guys didn't meet. Yeah. You guys like awkwardly hugged, and then you just left.
Yeah, that was funny.
No.
Great play from Chris Eagle Simp.
Ethan showed us that like an hour ago. We're like, holy shit, pull that up. We need to remember this moment. I need to pull it up. That's funny as fuck. So wait, that happened, and then the other. So then we run into each other sometimes at people's houses at like parties.
Yeah.
And there was also a story that I want to hear your side of it, because we've talked about it on our podcast. Oh, no. Luke over there, producer Lou, got super hammered at Sway like 2 months ago, and he rolled down a hill, a very steep like 30-foot drop, and he was out. He was out.
No. And I was very drunk.
Yeah. No. And I found him. Somehow I walked back there and I stumbled back there and go, yo, dude, is that Luke? So I had to like have someone hold me, and I had to like crawl down, pick him up, put him on my shoulders, and walk him through the house to get him out. Next morning we come back, his phone's down there, his hat's down there. Oh, no. He's left everything.
My mask.
But yeah, and his mask was, but we heard you kind of came in clutch. Do you remember that? You were like feeding him water, making sure he was okay. I actually do remember that.
Yeah, I don't.
No, wait, I do remember that. No, there was.
When was this?
This was Bryce's
birthday.
Or J-Rod's.
Yeah, J-Rod.
What was your story of that? Do you remember seeing Luke kind of just...
I remember seeing someone who was very much not okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this guy definitely needs some water and some help right now. And like, you know, so I was like, you know, I'll help this guy out. Like, I'm like functionable, so I can do this. But
that's like the only thing he remembers. He remembers you just helping him out.
Wow, that's actually really cute. Thank you. I'm glad you remember me.
I also remember Kai carrying me, but... And everyone just staring at me.
Like a fetal position, like
I had him over one
everyone's
shoulder.
Eyes just like locked on me. It was weird.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I revived you. Like, I'm glad you're okay.
You
know,
I appreciate it.
No, we threw him in the back of the trunk and he fell asleep.
Perfect. Yeah, that's all you need. You know,
yeah, I got a ride home.
He woke up and he goes like, "Oh my god, I was saved last night by this gorgeous man. His name is Dom Brack." And I was like, "Lou, dude, down bad."
That's
I don't remember anything.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, he was so out of it. He won't remember, but like, he took his dick out. He was pissing on the floor. Like, he was so out of it. It was horrible.
No,
Why did I not see this?
No, that entire party.
That's cap.
He was pissing everywhere.
He was pissing everywhere.
What?
Then he tried to make out.
I was,
true.
That entire party, I did not pee inside once. And we were there for like 7 hours. Like, I was just peeing outside every chance I could.
I think that's why I fell down the hill, because.
You're probably trying to pee. That makes sense, actually.
Wait, there's a gate there. Like, did you hop up?
I don't know why I was down there.
The gate was closed when I went out there, so somehow he got over the gate. It was not good.
I don't know how I did that.
Wow.
God damn it.
Whenever we go to these parties, we always say, like, a lot of these kids, or a lot of kids, but a lot of the people that are there, they don't, you know, they're social, right? They're hanging out. Yeah. They don't drink too much. They don't get too crazy until we bring our crew. And there's always a couple of us that get stranded and left there. Yeah. And it's always unfortunate.
We always get super heinous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What's your guys like when we first met? Was well, we saw each other the other day at Hustle House. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's crazy that they moved on our street.
Yeah, that's yeah. Kind of literally thought we were going to this house.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, I know these guys. Like,
fucking,
I know this place.
It's fucking awesome. Like, yeah. You get drunk over there, and I can just like walk home. Like, yeah. No Uber, nothing. Like,
well, we feel bad for our neighbors because our neighbors did not like us for
oh,
a while.
Oh, that's so true. Actually, so they got two houses on each side. Like, what do you do about that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
we're not We're not like you guys that are like nice people, like very chill, filming their YouTube videos. It's like we do a podcast and we walk over to Hustle and like the whole neighborhood hates us. Like if you go on Citizen, the app hates us.
Yeah, we had really a chopper above our house our last party.
No way. Yeah. It'll be sick though. If like we just kept it going and just bought like the whole street.
No, that's what we were
like,
saying.
How sick would that be? Like
a fucking like
Greek row.
A Greek row, yeah, but yeah. For fucking influencers.
That would be so
sick.
That'd be sick.
Content. More content houses need to
no
be
content
here.
Streets. That's
content
what it's about.
Streets.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Street.
Then
that would be so
there's
cool.
No neighbors that'll get mad.
Exactly.
Like Bryce just moved into his new place, and I was trying to convince him to buy. There's a house for sale over here. I was like, buy
really?
That house, please.
That'd
buy
be
it.
So fun, bro.
That would be sick. Awesome. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So 10 months ago, you guys weren't hanging out, right? Uh-huh. And then
what? No, 10 months ago, we were hanging out.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
How do you guys first meet?
So we were
we met Sophie before you met Sophie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was about like
I met Sophie what like a year ago.
It was like June last year. It was Andrew's birthday, so it's like a week after my birthday.
Yeah, it was at a party.
Yeah, it was at a party, and that was the first time we met. Uh-huh. But we were friends for a pretty long time before anything we ever started talking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but he was your friend, and you were like long game. That's what you're right. No, don't cap. Place
okay,
the seed.
Okay,
place
wait.
Seed.
I heard. I basically heard from all of Dom's friends.
Okay.
No. First of all,
okay,
first
shout out Dub friends.
Yeah, Dub friends.
No,
not at all.
I heard that I was Dom's celebrity crush.
Which is ooh. What? Like, it's true. But like, why?
You're going.
I know. See, I don't get enough credit for
good
that.
No,
because look
that's
at the position I'm in now. You know, like,
yeah.
I made it happen, right?
You were kind of in a position where I already kind of knew. But I was just being friends with you.
But you regarded her as like a celebrity crush. So were you doing like content back? Did you have like followers and all that stuff?
Back when I was liking her pictures, no. Like, in 2018,
it was 2018. He was liking my pictures.
Yeah,
I like
I
went
followed
back
her back.
And
he,
like,
he created all the Sophie fan pages.
Yeah, he had a fan page for me. Yeah. So.
I followed her back in 2018. I guess on Instagram, I scrolled back and. I don't remember following you, but
he,
I did, and
he apparently went to VidCon.
Oh,
like,
that's
actually VidCon
no,
performance.
That's funny.
Like,
no, so the first ever time I laid eyes on Sophie in real life, right?
Like 2017.
Was I was in the audience of like a VidCon like event, right?
Wow.
She was like it's a huge audience, right?
Yeah.
I was just one of those guys, like watching her like do her stuff, like bending in half, you know, like doing some crazy stuff as usual.
Nice.
And like I was just in the audience, like, wow, like that's crazy. And like if someone told me, like, oh yeah, in about like a year or so, you know, you're gonna be dating this chick, like,
well,
I'd be like, what? Like, are you serious?
That's
so, and then and then your friend JT said you went to my like meet and greet area.
I did. No, it gets bad.
That does get
bad. It gets bad.
What's the story there?
It gets bad.
What the fuck?
I literally didn't say hi. I got nervous. I left. Like, I
wait,
saw her.
You like waiting in line for the photo?
You know, that's the
equivalent. No, I wanted to say hi. Like, I was like, I don't know.
I think I was
picture.
Like selling like leggings or something like that. It's like little booth area.
A bunch of like little girls surrounded, and then there's me like in the back, like waiting
Six
to get a
foot
picture.
6 foot 2, just standing there. Like, can you sign these leggings I just bought, please?
No, it's bad. I've been like, because I've been like known as like the simp, you know,
yeah. Right?
But it's just
you
it's
are
like
simp.
it's so true. It's like bad because like,
good.
But I mean, it's also like.
No,
you
but
know,
being a simp is like what worked.
Yeah.
Well,
it worked.
It's crazy.
It works. Because we've had people
it definitely worked.
Like, Ellie Zowers come on, so you got to be the bad guy a little bit. You can't be the guy that's simping over the girl.
She told us to be like me and shit.
I feel like that's.
I mean,
that's sometimes the case.
I feel
right?
like. Yeah, that's
but
definitely
I think if that's
sometimes
the case, then, like, the girl probably doesn't even, like you, right?
True.
Like, low key.
True.
I don't know. I think I just liked. I was kind of tired of just, you know, like.
The talking
stages. The basically talking stages, just like basically the bad boys, right? Mm-hmm. The talking stages where you're just like, always wondering, like, does he like me, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And I don't know, there was something that was nice about this that was just like, I don't know, he just made everything so easy and made everything just so like,
and you call me the simp? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know, it was just kind of like, it was nice, like, someone like actually like caring about you. Yeah.
So what do you do different? Because like most guys talk and there's like you're flirting with the guy, right? But then he just freezes up and doesn't know exactly what to say next. Or like when he's supposed to make a movie, doesn't. What do you do differently?
Bro, I don't know. I don't know. No, I mean, okay. So
but it was like having like you were like a little awkward and stuff, but that's what like made it kind of cute.
Yeah. I get. I just got like, lucky. I don't know.
He get nervous, and I just. I don't know. Like I just thought it was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. But did you guys know? Like she left me on red like 3 times in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
But what were you saying though? What did you say though?
So I slid into her DMs, right?
Okay.
And I was like, hey, and she responded, and I was like, oh my god, like I can't mess this up.
Yeah. Just
no, well, I said like, hey, what's up?
We had mutual friends, so I was like,
okay. And I was kind of like joined the group at this time, so I was like, hey, I'll shoot my shot, you know, it's about time.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, what's up? She said, hey. And I was like, where are you from? We started a whole conversation and I was like, yeah, cool. Like we should hang out sometime or something like that. And she just didn't respond.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, you know,
I don't know why.
Maybe she got busy, whatever. And
can we read the DMs?
Yeah. Let me just, it's going to take a minute to scroll.
He's going to skip the parts that like,
I'll give you, I did unsend one message. Because
you
it got
did.
Bad. It got bad. Like three in a row, I unsent one.
Oh yeah, no, you unsent what's your snap?
Yeah. Okay, so that's what happened. Yeah. So we had that whole conversation, right? And then like a day later, I was like, hey, what's your Snapchat? And she opened it and then swiped out, left me on red.
Oh, okay.
That's so harsh.
Okay, so I think, because I saw that and I was just like, it felt like yo, what's your snap? Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like,
it's
I don't
like
know.
It's like another fuckboy, like, trying to
Yeah, it just felt like another, fuckboy, basically. Yeah. And so that's why I was like, I think that's probably what my mentality was. Mm-hmm. But, I remember later on, it was, like, around June. I don't know if we want to read the messages before I get into that story. But, you know Tila Dunn?
Yeah.
So we were, like, on the way to Andrew's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I remember she got a snap from you, and I think it was like a really good looking picture of Dom.
Well, okay, so you saw the snap on Tila's phone.
I saw the snap on Tila's phone, and he was like, yo, you coming like to this party? Oh,
okay. And by the way, I snapped Tila because I knew Tila was with Sophie.
Yeah,
by the way, okay. I was like,
again,
was
back to the long game.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I was literally
like,
waiting for you to show
like,
up.
I was like, wait, like, didn't this guy like ask for my snap or something?
Yeah.
Like, so I went back in like DMs, and it was gone. I was like, he unsent it.
Ooh.
Bro, she left me on red.
Yeah,
like, I was about to give it to him.
Oh yeah, Burke, read this.
That's from the very beginning.
All right. So the first DM was, "Hey, what's up?"
It's gonna be bad.
Nothing. She goes, "Hi, nothing much. How about you?"
Oh no.
Cruising around HB. Are you in LA? Question mark. Okay.
Wait, what's HB real quick? Yeah.
Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Just like where I live.
So if he goes, "Oh nice, I'm from Long Beach." Oh, that's super close.
I'm
we should link sometime.
She's okay. Who said we should link sometime?
Dom.
Dom said it. Okay. Okay.
So if he goes, yeah, I'm down.
So,
but then you didn't respond for a day.
Oh, is that? Oh,
no,
really?
That's you might have been.
I think maybe I just was playing like the the long game a little bit.
So you go, would you be down to come down to HB and hang with me and Brett in the group? No response.
No response. Harsh. Got left on red.
No response.
And then
that
right
was left on red.
Right after that is when I asked for a snap.
Okay.
And she also left that on her.
And you replied to her story. Great move.
Thank you.
Great
because,
move.
Because, okay,
great
here was
move.
My thought process for this.
Very smart.
I was like, all right, so I've been left on red 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
I'm going to DM her one more time. It's something that if she doesn't answer, she's literally ignoring me.
Yeah.
Because,
right.
I'm going to, directly, ask her questions. So I asked her.
Mm-hmm. She's like, yo. Wait, but
before that was when you asked, what's your snap?
Yeah.
It was, that thing. He had an unsent or something.
1 a.m.
Like
drunk text. What's your snap? Delete the next morning.
So, yo, are you going on Friday?
Which was Andrew's birthday, which is where we first met.
She goes, yes, yeah, I am. Ha ha ha. Nice to meet you. Purple heart.
Right? I was throwing in some moves.
What do you feel about the heart? Like the emojis?
I like emojis.
Okay.
I mean, I use them.
So is the purple heart too harsh? Or was it good?
No, purple heart was perfect.
I thought red might be a little too
harsh. Yeah, red's too much.
Oh, red was too much. If you did red, it would have scared me off.
100%.
Yeah,
I get that.
So it was nice meeting you too.
I was so hyped when I got that. When I got that message, it was nice to meet you too. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, yeah, I was so excited.
You know the Nelk meme where it's like he gets the number and everyone comes running out and celebrates with him. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah, or your friends going crazy.
That was me.
Okay, I'm gonna skip down for a little bit. She go. You send him a video. What was? Do you know what the video was?
Oh, so this was the 4th of July. Okay. This is where I got her snap.
Okay, yeah.
On the 4th of July.
You go. You should. You go.
Why do I not remember? Oh my god! Wait, I do. Wait. You got my number on 4th of July?
I got your snap.
4th of July?
Yeah.
July 5th. But you were, you go, you should add me on snap.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
not,
shit.
Can I add you on
snap? Was feeling bold. You I was feeling bold.
Is this post Andrew's party? Like,
yeah,
you
so
met
I met her, you know. Well? Yeah, yeah. I met her, and then it was the 4th of July. We were at the same 4th of July party for a bit, too. Yeah. And, you know, so I was like, okay, like, let me just shoot my shot, like, full on. And I was like, you should add me on snap.
And she goes, okay, what's your snap? And boom.
Boom. Here we are. History. 10 months later.
Wow. Yeah.
That's dubs.
That's solid. That's dubs. Very solid.
Yeah, that's dubs.
That's solid. Yeah.
Thank you. That's my. I don't know how I pulled it off, honestly.
What I think is most impressive is that you went, because like when you talked about going to VidCon and you know you saw her up there, that kind of like is like a girl that goes to MagCon and sees like the guy that she's always been following, the Cameron Dallas,
yeah,
but
yeah.
they end up dating a couple years later, right?
Yeah.
How did
yeah.
you make it? Not like you're the fanboy to like your celebrity crush to actually making it normal. Was it like you getting like doing YouTube and doing all that stuff? Or was
I mean,
it?
Yeah, probably. Like, I mean, we had a lot of mutual friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the mutual friends definitely helped for sure.
Yeah. And then it was also just like we actually like got along. You know, that's like another like I it's not like I was like weird. You know.
We were also I think like how we started hanging out was I remember. I wanted to do this video. It was like a truth or dare thing. Mm-hmm. And I was having like my fans like pick out truths and dares. And I was like, shoot, like I need like another person in this. And I remember you had asked like, hey, if you want to like collab anytime soon, like hit me up. Like I'm free.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, like he asked me like, let me just hit up like Dom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he came over and we filmed this bit and the thumbnail ended up being like, like one of the fans said, like kiss the person on your right, ooh. And it was like Dom. But then
Dom's actually the fan that actually typed that up.
Wait, I feel like I was actually wasn't I? Didn't I type that up? I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, you? I think you did type it up.
I like I gave the idea. I like hinted it. I was like, oh, what if you did this?
You know what would go viral?
And then in person he was like, oh, but it's a joke. It's a joke.
That's a joke.
And
yeah, 70% joke. You know,
we like didn't kiss. It was like kind of bit joke in the video. But the thumbnail was like an almost kiss, and then for his video then he was like, oh, like can I film with you like next week? And then you did like introducing my friends to my girlfriend, but that was like completely fake. It was supposed to be like a prank. And at that time we were just completely friends, and then I started inviting him a lot up to LA just because I was like, oh, he's cool, like he's fun to hang out with. Like I wasn't really thinking too much of it. I was just kind of like, he's fun. You know. And yeah, we just started going to this LA a lot.
This is like the moment though. You know what I'm about to say?
I know the moment. This was a while. Like we were going up to LA for like a while.
I'm talking about Brent.
Oh.
So Brent.
This was basically what started basically, I think, me thinking a little bit more into our friendship.
Yeah. So me and Sophie's first kiss was actually on camera on Brent's channel.
Okay. Yeah.
So he decided.
Like the back of the car?
No. It was. Okay. So it was the most elaborate prank you'll ever hear about
It was
insane. Okay, so I, you know, I've done like acting stuff and like I've told him like
Christmas Carol and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
So I've done like acting stuff and like I told Brent like, oh my god, like if I got like a Netflix thing or something like that, that'd be so sick, right? Yeah. And I get a text from my manager, you know, who's obviously also Brent's manager. Yeah. He's like, yo, I got like this huge audition. It's for Netflix. Like you'd be like the lead, like they're really interested. And I was like, oh my god, like that's insane. Like no way. Like, okay, so.
What a dick, Loki.
I know. Okay. So I.
Like your dreams and aspirations.
I know, bro.
Like,
It worked out. I show up to this audition and I'm reading the script and the script's weird, bro. Like the script's like really weird. like one of them is like, I put on like a coconut bra and like start like doing stuff. And like, I'm like, all right, like anything to get the part, right? Yeah. I do this whole thing and it's like being videotaped. And like, I think it's just for Netflix. But like,
you're
doing
it to producers or
whatever. Brent's in the bathroom with the camera, you know? So I do this whole audition and at the end of the scene, I read it and there's a kiss scene and I'm like, oh wow. Okay. And they're like, okay, so, we have this like other actress who's gonna like do this with you, and they're like, oh, come on out, and it's Sophie, and I'm like, and by this time I've met her a couple times, and I'm like, you know, we're like friends, but like, oh, I was like, oh my god, like
and
I'm
then,
doing
like,
a kiss
me
scene with
out,
her.
I was like, me walking, I was like, oh my God, Dom? Like, what?
And like, so she walks in and I'm like, oh my God, like, there's kissing at the end of the scene. Like, are we actually about to like kiss right now? Like, this is crazy. So we start doing it and we do the scene. We get to the end and there's the kiss scene. Yeah. And me and Sophie kiss on camera for the first time. Mm. And then Brent walks out with the camera and tells me the whole thing's a prank.
Basically,
it's like a dub and out.
I know. I mean, didn't know how to feel. I was like, oh, I mean, I just kissed Sophie, but also I didn't get the part.
So. I feel like for me, though, I remember Brent calling me and he was like, yo, can you do this like prank on my friend Dom? And I was like, oh, sure. Like, what is it? And like, he explains the whole thing, basically the whole Netflix thing, everything. And then he was like, oh, and I was like, all right, sick. Like, I'll be there at this time. Like, and then he was like, oh, and like at the end, there's gonna be a kiss scene. And I was like, what? Yeah. Cause like, also, I never kissed someone on camera. True, and I was like, true. I don't want to just like kiss like some random dude. And I was like, let me get back to you on that. I literally like, I like asked my brother, I was like, yo, should I do this or should I like save it for my own channel? Yeah.
And that's honestly the question.
And then my brother was just like, my brother was just like, just do it. Like, who cares? And like, yeah, I ended up doing it. But that kind of like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like.
But I'm not gonna lie. We need a kiss for the podcast. To be honest.
We need a thumbnail.
We need a thumbnail.
Am I gonna get the part or what?
Yeah, we'll get the part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you down or?
Maybe.
All right. I mean, we're dating in like 10 months, so I'm thinking maybe.
We did this with Fousey last week.
Yeah, we kissed Fousey too.
You kissed Fousey?
No.
We all did. That fuck. That's crazy. All
right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Just like a peck or
drum roll.
Whatever you guys want to do.
now that you're asking, we're going to put a 60-second clock on the TV.
All right. I'm going to try to make this like not awkward.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And we'll tell you if it's awkward.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dubs.
Okay. Slightly awkward.
Yes!
A million views. Thank you. Thumbnails.
Let's go,
we got the thumbnail.
Dubs.
That was actually our third kiss ever.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, the whole relationship's fake, and we didn't tell the audience that. But
yeah, guys. So this is a prank. We're not dating.
This like, but isn't it weird how like YouTube thumbnails and like the YouTube storylines that you guys created an actual relationship?
Yeah.
That's like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's weird. That's like a Black Mirror episode a little bit when you think about like what the whole world is in terms of like the internet.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, it was pretty real for me the whole time, but you know, yeah, just fake it till you make it, I guess.
Well, cause you guys, you talked about in your video, like you guys, started dating, didn't tell anybody, mm-hmm. didn't post it anywhere online. Obviously I'm sure your friends had an idea.
Yeah, for sure.
But like you guys want to make sure it's real, right? And not because so much of it was first started off with like Brent's videos and stuff. Well, what was that like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't want people to think that we're just like dating for like, you know, publicity, you know? So
and
we wanted,
also,
yeah, like we actually like each other.
Yeah.
So, it's like, also my first relationship ever. So like I didn't want like the pressure online of like making sure it like actually works out, you know, like, I don't know. There's like pressure with that. And like, I don't want drama or anything. Yeah. So I was like, you know, let's make sure like this is actually.
How long were you guys dating before you guys posted that video?
Like 10 months.
10 months. It's been 10 months.
It's been 10 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
How crazy is that?
Wait, what? So every time you guys came up to us, like just as like friends, you guys were dating this whole time?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Since like November.
What the fuck?
You guys are good at hiding that shit too.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Thank you, I guess.
Good thing Chris didn't make a move during those 10 months. That would have been horrible. That's okay. Wow.
But damn. I mean, like eventually, you know, people started to catch on. Everyone kind of knew already. So we're like, we should just say it in a video. Mm-hmm. Like, we should just, you know.
And a lot of my close friends knew and were like, it's so obvious.
Yeah. And it's like, also just like hiding stuff for no reason. Just like, it's so hard. True. Like, we'll be at like Disneyland or something holding hands. And, like, a fan will come up and I'll like throw away her hand. And so we'll be like, dude, like, they already saw.
I know,
like,
I know. You'd be holding my hand at Disneyland or just like, throw it away when a fan came. I'm like, the fan just already saw, like, what?
Yeah,
what
was,
is she gonna do?
I was just paranoid
right
the whole time for no reason. So,
did you ever have any like weird interactions where the fans like asked you, like, wait, so are you guys like dating now?
Not really. They all like kind of respected, like, not saying it, which is like pretty sick.
Yeah, and it's not like someone that ran like a fan account, like, walked up to you randomly.
I mean,
no,
well,
we
one
did
thing,
get, no, we did get exposed a few times.
Yeah, so we actually got a picture of us kissing leaked like probably like 5 months into our relationship or something, and that was like a huge deal that went everywhere, and like we didn't post it. It was the photographer posted it and didn't know
by
that
accident.
We
I had like mentioned to him like, hey, like, because like he had caught us like kissing for this photo, and I was like, hey, like, don't post it. I'm kind of just going to save that just for me. But then he forgot and then accidentally posted it. And I had to call and be like, oh, my God, take that down.
Yeah. And it was on Valentine's Day, too. So it was like that's it was funny. Like prime time. And we're like, oh,
that's fucked.
But I mean, it ended up, you know, just putting more hype to it, I guess. Yeah, so
for sure. Yeah. I mean, what were you on trending on YouTube? Like that video went crazy.
Oh, the official video?
Yeah.
I think you were like 25. I was 24. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah.
And then my recent video just got in trending too.
Yeah.
Damn. What did you do in that?
It was at 20 somehow.
Wait, what was the video again? It was like something with. It was like fake breaking up in front of my friends.
Oh, yeah. Fake breaking up in front of my friends.
Now you guys can clickbait so hard.
It's great.
But it wasn't clickbait. We like fake broke up.
Yeah. It was actually a really awkward video.
No, it felt so weird because like we were yelling at each other for like the video and it like. Felt so weird afterwards because it felt like I was actually yelling at him and I was like, oh, I don't know.
You accidentally say something like way too personal. And
yeah,
like,
it starts getting real.
like, your dick's small, dog. Your dick is small.
We're like, whoa,
what the fuck is happening?
That was not on script at all.
That was not on script whatsoever.
That's
okay. That's
yeah. So but it's so nice like being able to like film with like my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
it's like, who else would I want to like film with, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that's also a plus for sure. Dating someone like who's also doing the same thing as you.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Okay. And then what is like the AMP squad and like you as well, like when you guys are filming, like the whole audience and like, cause it's insane engagement. Like the people that care about like everything that's going on in your guys' life, Brent, like Pearson is insane. How did that start? And like, how long ago was that?
So I signed to AMP, I think it was like, maybe
is it a management company?
Yeah, so
okay.
kind of,
yeah,
but
yeah.
also it's like, you know, just like we're all like friends and
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
I met Brent just like randomly one day, and then we just kind of like started hanging out a lot. I started making YouTube videos, and then here we are. You know, we all just kind of make YouTube videos and hang out all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know how it like started, I guess, but.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow. That's all Kyle's car.
Wow, that's pretty
No, I think that's Spencer on a sneaky link. Yeah, fucked up during a podcast. Like, we're not even kidding. That's what that's probably what it is.
What a dickhead, dude.
Dude, during the podcast.
Yo, rev it.
Should we call him and tell him he sucks?
Yeah, I think we should.
Is it Spencer or who?
No, I think it's Spencer.
Call Spencer Keenan.
How is he even going to get out?
Oh, yeah, there's so many fucking cars in the driveway.
Yeah, like, what's his plan? We start hearing him like crash into cars and shit.
Oh, it's Kyle.
Hello?
Are you in your car?
No.
Okay, bye.
What? All right, that bit just did not work out at all.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, we failed on that one.
Huh. Should we just wait for this one?
Yeah, let's wait for a second.
Is he getting louder? Oh, they're done.
Oh.
That's all they wanted.
Interesting.
That was so fucking boring. That was so dumb.
That's so funny.
God.
So weird.
It's going to ruin the pod.
What do you think of like other internet like couples? When you see it, do you ever watch it through the filter of like, oh, that's really like
for
fake?
Sure. Or
like
we can for sure tell which ones are fake and which ones aren't.
How can you tell?
It's just like it's a lot of things. I think it's like
you can
a lot
tell.
Of people were saying like Dixie and Noah were like,
oh,
super
that's the
fake.
First thing that came to mind.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because they just kind of like post. They're like not even with each other.
But they're always together now,
they're,
like
no,
out in public.
Not,
they were at Hustle the other day. I had that really awkward interaction with Dixie, and then Noah was right behind her.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them like film together. Like, remember when we went to Disney and they were there as well?
Oh, yeah. No, we.
But they were
one
filming,
time when we were at
so it's like different.
They were at Disneyland.
Okay.
But
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
I feel like they're real.
Wow, I've never even considered that because I always took it as like, but you see the signs in terms of like. Like the videos and stuff like that. I guess you see it in terms of what they post.
Yeah. I just see that like they're not really like together.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, they're both just like so popping and
it
helps
so, it
so
really
much
matter.
That like,
yeah.
I mean, how lucky
they're
can
definitely
you get,
both
you know?
Like hella busy. For
yeah.
Sure.
And probably,
sure.
probably Noah's probably like, I don't want to be like Dixie's boyfriend.
Yeah. Thing. Cause that's what
yeah, maybe
we were told before, but somebody who's dating like some really popping girl. I don't even know if we can, well, we can see he's public now. Nick Austin, when it came on our podcast, he wouldn't talk about it. Cause he was like, dude, I just don't want to be seen as Madison Beer's boyfriend, which is a valid point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's different. Obviously you guys actually are doing very separate.
I would fucking flex the shit out of
that would be kind of flex, right?
The first thing that comes out of your mouth, any conversation you're having.
I'm on a podcast.
So
I'm dating Madison, by the way.
But
some beer.
Okay, cool.
But like, that's kind of sick. That just means like he actually cares about her.
True.
True. True.
That's true, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or she's secretly like, hey, so just don't tell people we're dating. And he's like, guys, I just don't want to be known as that, just to be honest.
No, I think it's more just like, if they break up, then what is he, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
I think that's what it might be.
But. Yeah. I get what you mean.
True.
There's also this thing where, like, I started noticing it when I started watching videos and, like, you know, Josh Richards is talking about when he asked Nessa Barrett out. And it's literally like being like, hey, will you be my girlfriend? Yeah. Which is something that I've never experienced in high school or saw. It was more like it just happened to happen. It's just
weird.
You never asked, you never asked a girl, like, will you be my girlfriend?
I, like, seventh grade, I think. Then afterwards, I know, but it came more natural, right? But it is a normal thing. And I realized that. And I don't
feel like if a dude doesn't ask me, like, will you be my girlfriend? Like we're not we're not, like, officially dating.
Yeah.
Until
yeah.
you ask until me.
That, and yeah, you did that at the lifeguard tower, right?
I did.
What was, like, okay, did you, was it literally, like, what was that situation? What was the story there?
Okay, so originally my plan was because we used to go to LA all the time, right? So I was like, okay, you know what would be really cool is if I took her to, like, a rooftop in LA.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was talking
about all of, like, the buildings and everything.
I always talk about this, like, when, you know, that helicopter pad that, like, everyone sneaks up onto? Yeah.
So I was like, what if I went up there, you know, and, like, we sit down and, like, we're talking and I asked her out there. I was like, that's perfect, right? And then, we ended up just hanging out one night and it was like 8 o'clock at night or something. Mm-hmm. And like, we went down to the beach, right? Mm-hmm. And we hung out in this lifeguard tower and it just happened to be number 28, which is also like my birthday. So it was kind of cool. We sat stars there aligning. And I was just like, yeah, we were just like very like romantic. And I was like, what if I just did it now? Yeah. And I just asked her now and I almost didn't do it. I almost like, I was scared. I don't know. I was like, oh,
was it cute and romantic?
Oh, it was definitely cute.
I was for sure nervous though. I almost didn't do it. Like I started saying it. And then I like stopped and then I was like, I need to finish this.
You can't stop. Like, you can't stop.
I remember, he started and then he like stopped for a while and I was like,
did you notice?
I was like, well, I was kind of just like, wait, what are you saying? Like,
will you for a second. Were you going to lunch with me? Will you?
And then I was just like, oh, like, damn, like he's actually like asking me out. That's crazy.
I got the words out. Everything was great. And then we walked home happy. So everything was cool.
Damn.
But yeah, I got very nervous.
How do you don't ask girls to date?
Oh, dude, you got to bleep out her name, but that one, the first time was like seventh grade with, do you remember her?
Yes.
So like,
she, don't expose me. Okay, expose.
Say whatever.
So she had sex with this dude.
What?
I did not. She had sex with this dude on the Hartman Park, baseball park bench.
Oh, you're killing him right now. Yeah. He's like crumpling down his head.
And he's like, what? She peed on the dude.
Oh, no.
That's what? Not.
What yeah. How does that
so,
happen?
So, yeah, keep going. I love her.
That was such a separate story. That was like 5 years later.
I'm sorry, wait. Why does that sound so disconnected?
Yeah. It is.
No, like that.
Yo, so you know that crush you had? Yo, she peed on some guy. Anyway, continue. Like, what? How great is she?
Yeah, keep going.
Why did you ask her out?
She was great. Okay. So anyway,
I just love the piss on the chest.
This was way
that's
before.
What it was. Dude, you fetish. Wanted it. That's you wanted
fetish,
it.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's not a Stanley steamer. That's a what do you call it? That's like a Niagara.
What the fuck? That's yeah. Just what? Peeing on me.
Why do you know the terms? This is getting a little.
You don't
sus.
Know a Stanley steamer?
No. What is that?
It's when someone shits on your chest.
What? Why does everyone know that?
Dude, you don't know that?
Why is there a phrase for that?
Dude, there's a lot of phrases.
That should not be a thing.
There's, what else is there? Like, Alaskan Hot Pocket? Ever heard
what
of
the fuck is that?
I don't even want to know what that means.
You know what that is?
No.
You take a
wait, what's your guess? What's your guess? Alaskan Hot Pocket. What's your guess from that term?
Oh my God, I don't even want to say it, bro.
No, we could spice up the bedroom. These are like things to spice up the bedroom.
I don't think I want this.
Spicing up any bedroom.
Hot Pocket. Alaskan
Hot
Pocket.
It actually makes it cooler. Like, because you shit in a condom, you freeze it, and you use the shit as a dildo. It's honestly.
It's available in Adam and Eve, and you can use our code today.
Code the same, please.
Anyway, the story was all her friends in like seventh grade were like, dude, you got to ask her out. She's super into you. And I was like, super excited. It's my first ever girlfriend. In seventh grade, I was like, I was 220. I was huge, dude. I was like,
what?
Yeah, wait, I was I was massive. So I was like, dude, I'm never gonna have a shot. I was
in
like,
seventh grade.
Yeah, and she was cute. She was actually like cute and like like popping. So I was like, and then one day like during
popping in middle school,
she's popping.
Yeah, she was popping.
She's clouded.
She was. And all of her friends were like, hey, you gotta see her. She's gonna like go during passing period, but a little late. So it's just gonna be you guys in the hallway. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I got it. And I'm walking down the hallway and I'm following her. And like, we have really long hallways in middle school, like super long. But I'm just hella nervous, sweating, and don't know what to do. And she's like 30 feet in front of me. And she knows I'm right behind her and waiting for me to walk up to her and ask her. but I'm just like kind of like grow the balls to do it. So for like down the entire hallway, I'm pacing after her. But it's just like us two walking down this empty hallway. The footsteps are like, you can hear it.
Oh, no.
And I get too nervous.
So it was just you two.
Oh, just us two
in
the hallway.
So awkward.
She purposely waited till the hallway is empty.
No.
And I'm just like, okay, I got to go up to her. This is getting too weird. And then she's like, oh, he's not coming up yet. So she walks up the flight of stairs. And then there's our middle school had a long ass hallway.
She's pretending not to see you?
She's pretending, right? But she's waiting for me to like come up to her.
She feels Kai's presence.
She like didn't even know who she was. Who you were.
She like probably thinks someone's following her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Giant guy.
Massive. Boom, boom. But and then she's like, but all her friends, you know, told me that I have to go ask her out. And she's like, oh, he's not coming up to me yet. I need to give him some more time. So I guess she walks up the stairs. We have a long hallway, then another hallway on the second floor right above it. So then we start on the second floor.
Yeah, this is getting
and
weird.
I'm still 30,
so
30
weird.
Feet behind
this
her.
It's getting really creepy.
Very uncomfortable. But I finally walk up and I'm like talking to her and go, hey, yeah, yeah. I'm like stumbling through everything. Like, and I finally, after like 60 seconds, go, do you want to be my girlfriend? And I sounded fucking like horrible. And she goes, yeah, sure. Broke up with me after about three periods. It didn't work
no
out.
No way. The
yeah.
same day.
The same day.
That's so harsh. She just changed her mind like that.
What?
And she didn't invite me to her Halloween party. Do you remember that Halloween party everyone went to?
It was lit.
And she didn't ever invite
so
me.
Fun. The punch boyfriend. Was so good.
Oh, no.
Why? So like, good. How'd she break up with you? Was it just like,
her
you
friends
know,
came up to me.
Out.
Yeah.
It was like,
oh,
yo,
her friends broke up
told
with
us
you?
She doesn't want to do this, actually. She's not ready for this type of relationship.
Yeah. The complexities of a seventh grade relationship. Like, what the fuck else are you doing? Okay? Like, we go home after.
Yeah, when you say yeah, sure, it's definitely a red flag.
Yeah, sure, I guess. Imagine if you responded with that, I'd be like...
Yeah, did you say yes?
I said yes.
What did you say? Oh, I think you said... Yeah, I think you just said...
For
yes.
sure,
I
dude.
I think you said yes.
Yeah,
sounds good,
yeah,
for sure.
I'd be like, what?
I'd be like, what? Imagine if I was just like, yeah.
No, the worst thing is you'd be like, can you do this again, but can we film it? That's it.
Oh, do you want to know?
Can we film this real quick?
Do you want to know actually the worst thing that's ever happened to us?
Yeah.
Or to me, really, was. So we were hanging out, right? This is probably, this is like a few months into our relationship. And basically, we're hanging out, right? And we just say bye. I'm about to leave. I'm about to drive home. And I hug her, right? I hug her and I'm like, all right, bye, love you. And I'm like, oh.
He hadn't said I love you yet.
I'm like, oh, I did not mean to just say that. I was, and I just.
At least it's not, was it I love you or just love you?
I think it was.
It was bye, I love you.
Yeah, I think it was bye,
and
I love
like,
you.
We
but
had,
I was like,
we,
I was walking
we haven't
away.
Said, like, yeah. I love you yet. And yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to say, like, yeah. I love you.
And
it
was
I don't
like so
it.
Early, too. I did not mean
how
to say
early?
It at all. Probably like 4 months. Like
no,
something.
It was
like,
2 months.
Was it really?
Yeah,
it was pretty early.
Okay.
And I said it, and I was like, oh my God, did she hear that? Like,
Did she hear that?
I heard that.
Yeah,
so,
heard
but
that.
We didn't talk about it, right?
No,
and then she got her wisdom teeth out, and she doesn't remember any of this, right? So I'll explain this. So after I said that, I'm like,
all
oh my
I
God.
I remember Zach, my brother, Zach telling me, oh yeah, you made Tom like get really embarrassed.
Yeah, so basically cool. After I say like, you know, I love you by accident, I'm thinking about it the whole way home.
Did she
my
respond?
Friends, like, no, she didn't respond because I was like, she
what,
just pretended
what were
not
you
to
thinking?
Hear me. He said, well, he was like, bye, love you. And
yeah,
I was like,
very,
no,
like,
it was like one of those like things though, like that. I was like, did I hear that right? Or like,
yeah,
am
I it was
tripping?
Like,
it was like one of
like,
those.
It was very, because it kind of faded away at the end too. I was like, bye, love you. Like, I was like, oh,
you're driving home.
I brought it up to some of my friends too. I was like, he said,
no,
literally,
I'm
like, but I think he said it.
I'm like driving home in silence. I'm like, what did I just say? No, but okay. So then she gets her wisdom teeth out. You know how that goes. You know,
yeah.
You're all loopy. You're saying whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in the back of your car, right?
Yeah.
And we're driving around. She's like super high off like the laughing gas. Mm-hmm. And
dude, I don't remember anything
and
from
she's
that.
Like, and she looks at me. She's like, Dom, did you say I love you the other day? Like when
no.
You were leaving and her brother and like your editor's in the car. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't think so. Like, what? Like, you're so high.
You're so high, dude.
I was like, I don't know. And I think I just tried to change the subject as quickly as possible because I was like, I'm not ready for this. We're not having this conversation right now. And then eventually we just said it for real. But
yeah.
That was really awkward.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I remember I went up to like some of my friends or like a FaceTime some of my friends and I was like, do you think like he meant it?
Yeah.
Or like,
no, and I was telling
do you think that's like him like waiting for me to say it back?
Yeah.
Like I was like, wait,
yeah.
I'm confused.
I remember I was telling my friends too. I told like Ben and I was like, dude, Ben, like I accidentally like said I love you, I think, like when I was leaving, and I was like, I don't know why I said it, and he was like, just making fun of me. He was like, it's because you do, like, and I was like, bro, like I don't know, like I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, because if you say like off the cuff, I mean, it was, you know, it's got
it was
more
just on my mind, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to saying like bye, love you to my friends.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I was just
you never say bye, love you to your like friends.
Maybe I do.
Yeah, maybe.
Bye,
Brad, love you.
We've been dating for 10 months. I've never seen that.
I'll start.
You start doing it right after that to make it seem like it's normal.
Yeah.
It's like, bye, Brad, love you. It's like, see, I say that all the time to my friends, guys.
Brent's like,
start saying to like the Uber drivers and shit.
Bye, I love you. Thank you. 5 stars.
Yep. Yeah, I start kissing my friends and stuff too, making it not weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a relationship in sixth grade. We were dating for like 2 weeks.
Who was this?
Nice.
Her name was.
Oh my
bro,
god!
You guys just
dude.
Can't keep your middle school relationship. No.
Oh, and sometimes they'll like, text us later and be like, "Why'd you talk about me in the podcast?" sorry to cut you off.
And we were dating for like 2 weeks, and like to jump on like the love you story.
Right.
I literally just said on text. I said I love you.
Oh no.
And then she didn't respond. The next day at school, she broke up with me.
No.
And it was her birthday a week ago, and I gave her like a UW basketball or something. I bought her, and she like brought it to school and says that was like too early, and just like. And we brought and
oh,
never talked
so
to him.
Rough.
But her mom still makes fun of her today.
Bro, you guys had a terrible middle school experience, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, it was pretty fucked.
That's rough.
That was fucked.
I was definitely jumping the gun.
Do you have any like horror stories of relationships back in school?
Mm-hmm.
I was
homeschooled, right? Yeah.
So
none there.
None for me. I mean, I had like, I don't know, my friends would like invite me to like basically blind dates for like dances.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, were so awkward. Because, like, it'd be like the first time you see them.
Yeah.
And, like, you gotta go to, like, to dance with them. And, like, my mm-hmm. friend would have a boyfriend, like, all the time when, like, she'd have, like, I don't know. And, that was just, it was so awkward because it's, like, the first time meeting him and you have to, like, dance. Anyways, it was just, like, weird at the time.
They make you, like, slow dance and stuff?
Yeah. And you're just, like, holding each other and you're just, like, looking away
that's so true.
Do you notice like okay like because you were homeschooled you didn't like see the craziness of like all these different people being in relationships you know during like middle school and all that?
I mean I had my crazy friends.
Yeah, you had your crazy friends, but it's different when you're in the classroom all the time and you see that stuff. Do you notice certain things that like Sophie does like misses out on that she never like in terms of relationships that she never saw like by being in school?
I mean, there's for sure a ton of stuff that like you go through at school that like sucks at the time, but then like when you get out of it, you're like, wow, that was actually a good like life lesson.
Yeah,
like I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I went to a public school for a little bit, and then there's some crazy stuff that goes on in public schools. Mm-hmm. It's intense. Fucked.
Did you grow up in Huntington Beach?
I did. Yeah, I lived there my whole life.
Okay, so you've always been close to LA.
Oh yeah.
Nice. And were you ever in like what? In long like longer term relationships or strained relationships back in the day?
I was in before her, I was in two relationships that both lasted 2 months.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
So no.
So I'm
really.
The longest one.
Longest one. Yeah.
That's
the
she passed
go.
That mark a while ago.
I think
that was when I said I love you, I think.
Yeah.
You almost fucked it up.
I was like,
yeah,
oh my god.
Did.
Yeah.
I think he said I love you like 2 or 3 months since.
Yeah, it was like bad. Like I don't even want to talk
first.
About it. It was like it was so stupid.
There's no proper really time to say I love you.
I mean, the second time
it's
I
always
said
different.
It was kind of
no.
Proper,
it was definitely
right?
The proper time.
We were like at the beach. We were like I tackled her.
He did it on a lifeguard tower again.
Yeah.
What's up with you and fucking lifeguard towers?
I didn't say that.
Did you like grow up watching Baywatch every day? Like
no, I just grew up by the beach. That's like my happy place. I don't know. That's like my spot.
That's a very Huntington Beach thing.
Yeah,
do,
yeah.
It was like at nighttime. We were like running around and yeah, you're like tackling.
Yeah, all the cute stuff, you know.
Cute. Tackling.
If it was on camera, it'd be a movie.
Yeah, like silhouette, running around.
Yeah, and then motion. We were just like on the ground, and I was just like, "I'm in love with you." And she was like, "Thanks."
God, why are we? Fuck, dude. We're single.
We're
shit,
so
bro.
Fucking
bro,
single,
this is
dude.
Bullshit.
This is so sad.
This is so bullshit,
we're just like interviewing like a perfect couple, and we're just sitting
and we're
here. And we just sleep
fuck.
With each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any like successful like relationship story? Like, what was like the best?
Wait, what'd
like,
you say?
Nah, Sophie, chill.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, we just sleep with each other. But okay. What were you saying? Do we
like,
have?
Yeah, like any like happy like relationship? Like what's like the happiest like relationship?
I was in a relationship for like 2 years. It went pretty good.
Oh, no way.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How did it end?
I moved down to LA. She was going to college.
Oh,
so
cool.
We kind of were
you guys like friends still?
Yeah.
Sick. What's up? friend.
Yeah. Shout out, friend.
Shout out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I saw someone for a little bit in college.
Nice.
Yeah, but I was in college for a quarter, right? And I was always leaving every weekend. That was interesting. She was from a country in Latin. She was from Panama. Spoke a good amount of English, but like not her main language, right?
Your girlfriend?
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Didn't have a main... Like, wait, what? She didn't speak English?
Yeah. No, she spoke English.
We talked to her on Google Translate.
It's like, how did you meet this girl?
I met her because our school was very international. Uh-huh. But it was interesting because she's from a completely different culture. All super, super religious. And I'm not at all.
Wait, yeah. So obviously she was able to speak like enough
English. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. But it was not so much
like asked her on English. She's like, yes.
date me.
He's like, oh, wow, we're dating.
She's like, no, habla English.
It wasn't so much about the language barrier because she speaks great English.
Uh-huh.
It's about like the fact that she wasn't from here and she grew up super religious in Panama.
Right.
Very different culture, very different friends. Like, you get like these very strong relationships, and I wasn't used to that. Like in college, I was like, she got very upset because I smoked way too much pot in college, and she really did not like that.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And I realized like that's so not traditional compared to where she came from.
Yeah.
And like first time we met, I was at a party at our school, and I was like way too drunk, and she helped me get home. Mm-hmm. And like it was those things that like yeah, but like she wasn't happy about it. And it was those things that I realized like, oh, if I want to continue being this, I have to change what I'm doing. Which was interesting.
Yeah, you don't like change yourself.
But that was the longest I ever dated anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, how long was that?
Like, 4 months?
So not long at all.
Yeah.
You're like 4 days, I think. She broke up with me in third period again.
Yeah.
You guys like looking for a relationship or no?
Not really right now, man.
You're not?
Just kind of figuring it out.
I didn't know you were just figuring it out. I thought you're, I mean, I'm not close-minded to a relationship by any means.
Neither am I.
They're like, if there's anybody.
Anybody out there?
Anybody out there?
Anyone watching? Everyone is very down.
We're single.
Yeah, get me in. I want to be part of the relationship couple videos, man. Yeah. Like, get me in Amp Squad with somebody that's single. Who's single in Amp Squad?
It's so complicated. I don't know.
Half the relationships aren't like, public. Like, half of them are.
It's like everyone, but at the same time, like, I don't even know. Like, because me and Sophie were like dating people didn't know. So like, I don't know if like Brent and Pearson are dating. We don't know. Yeah. Like, they could be.
That's what I thought they were dating.
Do you think I could pull off a couple of videos?
Yeah.
No way, dude. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I could not.
Your whole content just switches up.
Yeah, like you see what I do. Like, yeah. I don't know if like, you know, like our
like
TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Do you see me doing a truth or dare video?
Yeah,
I would not be able to pull it off in the way that you guys pull it off. You guys are way better at it.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, we could definitely hook you up with Pearson. Like,
what? All right. Secretly, that's what I was hoping you're gonna say. Thank you. How are you doing, Pearson?
Actually,
I thought she's like,
whoa.
Isn't she dating Brett Rivera?
I don't think they're dating.
Oh.
But I don't even know.
Let's get a quick check on
that. Who knows that?
Yeah, a quick check. Huh?
What?
They definitely are. They definitely are.
Yeah, we're getting a subtle yes, possibly.
I don't think so.
I think they're like really close friends, and they kind of know the that's kind of how they portray it, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get what you mean. So earlier you talked about red flags.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. We played this game on the podcast called like it's basically like I stole it from another podcast, Your Mom's House, but it's like it's what's like imagine you know you're obviously like in a perfect relationship. You love this girl that you're hanging out with, but before you guys officially start dating, she does this one thing. And is that like,
like an ick?
But it's a no go. So okay. Like for me, it's like, imagine I'm dating the most perfect girl in the world. She's perfect for me. We get along. My parents love her. All my friends really, really love her. Like she comes over all the time and it's perfect. Great conversation. Right.
Uh-huh.
Except whenever she takes a dump, she will never flush it. Is that a deal breaker?
That's so weird.
Like taking a dump?
I'd be like, why?
But no, but every time, like, she doesn't flush it. So if we're living together, it's always there. Or she collects mannequins to a point where there's hundreds of mannequins in her house.
Oh my God, that's so much worse.
But again, perfect relationship. But she's perfect for me.
But she's like, yo, we should get a mannequin.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, we have so many. And but she's like, I ordered four.
I know. That's her thing,
that's
though.
That's a new question.
Is there a deal?
Both of them?
Yeah. So you're obsessed with mannequins.
Man.
You had like 1,000 mannequins
in
your room.
Yeah. Is that a deal breaker if you go over to Sophie's house?
Can I get rid of them? Imagine if I just constantly took dumps in your toilet and just didn't flush.
What are you talking about?
I'm okay with it.
But she doesn't flush it.
No, but I don't flush it, and I constantly collect mannequins. Would you still date me?
Is that a deal breaker?
Oh, my God.
That's just weird.
That's so weird. I don't know how to justify. How many mannequins are we talking about? Like how many? But
why do I have mannequins?
It's your thing. Yeah. So you go into a
room. You're like, yo, I found this new mannequin. And I'm like,
no, but I'm talking about like everywhere in a room. Yeah. You go to a bathroom, there's mini ones, big ones. No. And she's like, I love collecting them. And you're like,
you can't even walk
in
a room
weird.
Without seeing a mannequin. Like staring at you.
Is that a deal breaker?
So
I'm
like some Annabelle shit.
Honestly, yeah, I must say that's a deal breaker.
I would respect
I think
that.
So.
You break up with me for
I don't
that?
Know if I break up with you, but I just like reconsider dating you in the first place, I think. Yeah. Like okay. If I'm this far deep and your addiction develops, I'd be like, all right, we can work through this maybe. Yeah. But like if it was like the beginning and she was already had her like stash, then like of like poop and mannequins, then I'd maybe be like, okay. Yeah, maybe not.
Sophie, imagine like before you guys officially started dating, you go over the first time, right? And it's like, it's great. But then he does this thing where he just does baby voice all the time. So it's like eventually you guys are hanging out and he just goes, give me a kissy. No. And it's like weird.
No.
And he does it every like, you know,
no,
hour
deal
and a half.
Deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker?
Breaking over me right away?
No, I just don't. I think I would just not have like hung out with you if you just constantly did like a baby voice all the time.
There's one red flag. I had two. I had mannequins and poop.
I meant to separate it, but we pumped it.
No, when you first like meet a dude and then he's like always talking to you in baby voice, that'd be so weird.
It's like, it is kind of
good
weird.
To see you, Sophie.
No. Like before you were dating.
Yeah,
he
before.
Didn't, no,
yeah,
he
before.
He didn't do that. But then when you started dating, he
so like now, like if
now?
I started now, I'm like, yo, this is my new thing. I love talking like a baby. What are you gonna do about it?
I mean, it's not like I wouldn't break up with you for that. I just couldn't be like, hey.
That's weird as fuck.
Can you not do that as much?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Fair.
Yeah. I'm going to keep doing it, but yeah.
Let me throw you one more scenario. So if you imagine, like, again, you guys, just me, it's perfect, right? You guys get along so well. But you go over to his house for the third time, and he has this weird thing where, like, whenever he takes a shit, he puts it in a jar and he puts it downstairs in the basement, and it's just there. And there's rows of it. But again, he's perfect, right? He's
poop?
Great. It's Dom, but he just happens to sample
shit
all of it.
So much.
I know, but it's a great topic. Is that a deal breaker if he jars all the, jar and dates
before
it?
Before we
he dates
before we're dating.
It's
okay.
Like this one was Taco Bell. This one was McDonald's.
I don't even have a basement, so I don't know. Where
it's getting serious. It's getting serious.
I probably think he was like.
A little psycho.
Yeah. And I'd be like, he'd probably be the type of dude that would like take me to his basement and murder me.
With all the poop.
cover me in poo to hide the body. Like, I feel like that's, so like, that would have been a deal breaker because I feel like,
rough.
I don't know, that
kind of
feels
like. Wait
till
she sees my basement. Damn. I just wanted to ask
that
to see
like
if she was cool with it.
Like psychopathic energy.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. He's saying that question.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. This is always like tests us just to see like
I mean,
what
would
can
you?
We take.
No,
but
dude.
She's perfect. Like she's like the
she's
most perfect,
perfect,
gorgeous model in the world for me.
She's perfect, but she stores her poos in jars and
but she's
hides them in
and she's
basement.
Super like attractive. Six dates.
What?
Because she's like I'm imagining like a summer ray, like beautiful.
Just don't
gorgeous.
Go in the basement. You know, you're good.
Six dates.
If it's in the basement, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? She's like lock the door and just let her go down there and do her thing.
Yeah.
It's all
dude,
good.
That's fucking gross.
Ah, dude, but she's perfect. Weird. She's like the most, she's perfect.
It's just like that one thing in the back of your head that's just going to be like.
I feel like that's like, I don't know, like if they're doing that, what else are they
doing? Okay.
No, it's like, honey, can you go get the broom in the basement?
Do people know about this? Like, do my friends and stuff know about it?
You don't know. Only you know.
Okay, that's a little different. Because then I could just like kind of put it like in the back of my mind and just be like, this isn't happening right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Because if my friends knew about it, I'd be like. They'd be like, oh, you're dating that one girl who stores her poop in the basement.
That's the
question. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I love her. Love her, though.
Yeah, she's super dope. But, like, yeah, she does do that for some reason.
That is a weird scenario.
Right? But that's the question. Like, is that a deal breaker? Because although she might be perfect for you, that's the one thing that she does. Mm.
Would he be perfect if he stores poop?
No, he's not in that case, but everything else is perfect.
That's the argument.
That's the argument. That's what makes this game so difficult.
Oh, that is actually very difficult.
The one I asked Berkeley the other day, which actually stumped him, which is like, if you bring her out all the time, again, she's the most perfect girl in the world for you, Berkeley. Like, you guys get along so well. Your parents love her. Your best friends love her. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. But whenever you guys go out in public, she'll rip ass at least once, anytime at a dinner. It's just like loud enough where everyone hears it, but everyone ignores it. But it happens every time, at least only one time, and it has to happen.
I don't think that's a deal breaker.
Every time.
Like, I've been in relationships and my girlfriend's like farted in front of me. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but in front of every person you go out with your parents.
I would probably dab her up. I'd be like,
That shit was lit. That was a good one. Like an
business meeting
too.
What?
Business meetings too?
Okay, that's.
I mean, honestly, right? I feel like Dom already does that, so like, it's like not a deal breaker.
That's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, good thing too.
I get what you mean. All right, so there's no. That's not. I mean, there's general red flags that I think most people look out mm-hmm. for. Uh-huh. But most of them you figure out pretty quickly, and once you're too deep, you have to make a tough decision. Yeah,
for sure.
Are you doing America's Got Talent again? I saw you posted something about
with Terry Crews all
the time. Because I can always like go back and obviously I see the judges all the time.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Are you like go on the show again?
Possibly as a guest.
Really?
That'd yeah. Yeah. But that'd yeah, no, I definitely. I mean, the judges all know me, and I like go back to film that's with them and stuff like that, and that's cool. Yeah.
Remember when people thought Howie Mandel was being locked up in his house?
Oh, yeah. What?
That wasn't that weird?
That was so weird.
Yeah, so Howie Mandel would make TikToks, and then it was just like kind of strange TikToks. And then people started like questioning, like, hey, is this guy like imprisoned in his house? Because that's what we were thinking. Yeah. They were looking at weird. The reflection in his eyes, and they're like, dude, I see a bar.
And then he would like, you, like hold yeah, up like yeah. a hand signal and be like, that's a sign for help.
Yeah, like,
and
it was like wear yellow in your next
Howie,
video for help.
Yeah. 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 Howie loves making TikToks. Because like yeah. I was there in like that little judge's studio while they were like filming and stuff. And Howie and Heidi, like big fans of TikTok. Sophia was like, what is going on?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
she had no idea what's going on. Simon just like didn't care. He's like,
yeah, yeah.
And, but like Howie and Heidi like were in love with like making TikToks. They just constantly want making TikToks, and then yeah. the producers were like yelling like, we gotta get back to filming, like yeah. stop making TikToks. Yeah. But
dude, Heidi's yeah, a legend. Sick. Heidi's yeah. a legend. Heidi Klum was like mm-hmm. top model for years, like mm-hmm. Like back in the early 2000s and 90s, and then she dated Seal. That was huge. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was
huge. But what's Simon Seal? Yeah. Kissed by a Rose?
Nope.
You don't know Kissed by a Rose?
Nope.
Crazy singer, really good.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'll play something by him later.
Okay.
He's actually badass.
Later but in bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Later in bed.
yeah, she's dating like this new guy now. I don't know his name. I forgot.
Mm. But she's but like
she posts him, but I forgot. I don't know if they're engaged yet or not though.
What's Simon Cowell like?
Simon Cowell's I've always been like really nice. I mean, every time he comes up to me, he's always like, "Oh my god, like nice to like see you again."
Is he an actual asshole?
I mean, he's never been an asshole to me. I mean, he's always
like,
been
what did
really
he say
cool.
to you when like you were performing? Did he like?
He'd always like, you know, he used to come up to me like after like the performance, like after the live shows and stuff, yeah. and he used to like come talk to me and just like be like, "Oh my god, like what you do is like incredible, like it's
oh,
very
wow.
inspiring, like just
that's
stuff
cool.
like that," which was like really sick.
That's cool. As fuck.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
He didn't do that with like a lot of people. So
yeah. You start doing contortions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so inspired by your work. I'm going to go try to do what you just did.
Yeah, Simon Cowell yeah. started fitting in boxes and shit.
The last time, so when Sophie came over, like the first episode, we had this like little, I don't even know what you call it. Like, the thing that like is at the end of your bed that you like open up and yeah. then you put like clothes. It like opens up like this, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like pretty
oh, yeah.
skinny. It was just in our living room. And we're just like joking. Goes, yeah, what if you could fit in there as a joke? Because you can't fit in there.
That's
and she
tiny.
Goes, oh, yeah, I'll try. And then she just like squirms into this box. Yeah. And then when she leaves, we've never been more amazed than when a guest left.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you like were walking like backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's just walks.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Work. Halloween's coming up. I'm definitely
oh,
no. doing
that. Doing that?
It's not hell good yeah. news for me at all.
He doesn't yeah. like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's coming up? YouTube videos are going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Everything's going
yeah.
nuts. YouTube Amp Squad going hard. Yes, what is the next big thing on the horizon? Is there any acting or anything like that?
I kind of have something coming up, but it's probably going to come up next year.
What is that?
Possibly music.
Music?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I've been working on it actually for a while with my brother. I mean, for a while.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've been kind of like nervous to release it.
Because you can expect what the comments are going to be in the beginning, right? Which yeah. is like, oh, another influencer releasing music.
Yeah.
But you need to like break through that in the
but
beginning.
It's, mm-hmm. yeah.
What type of music
it's
is
like,
it?
I don't want it to. It's like alt pop.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Who would you, is there anyone that you could compare it to in terms of style?
That's
obviously
good.
It's original and different, but
that's
like,
good.
Is there
I don't
in terms
know.
Of genre?
I don't know style-wise. Style-wise, that's kind of hard, actually. It's a very, like, I don't know. How would you describe it? You heard it.
It's like, kind of like, kind of like whispery, almost a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a.
But it's technically. It's technically in the genre of pop, but yeah, I guess you can say it's whispery.
Yeah, like whispery, like kind of like. Like, do you guys know like Jen Wigmore? Like, kind of like her. You probably hear like one of her songs.
You send us the leaked version.
Played us something when you I've came over. You played us.
I've
like
played
a
you something before. I think okay. I'm not. Have I? Maybe I have.
Who do you think is killing it? Like, who do you think's done that transition from like creator to musician? The
Bella
best.
Bella Porsche.
Bella Porsche, yeah. Right?
Bella Porsche.
Kind of nuts.
She did pretty well.
Yeah. No, she did. She didn't. Yeah. I mean, she acted like. An A-list celebrity and became an A-list celebrity.
Yeah, so just fake it to make it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone was like, why is she acting
she's
like a celebrity?
She's the definition.
And then, like, everyone's like, oh, wow, she's kind
I mean,
of
she
a
is
celebrity.
Celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just, I don't know, it just happened.
Yeah, no, that's, like, definitely very inspiring. I mean, if you've noticed, like, all the influencers now are turning into A-listers, look at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
There's, like, mm-hmm. there's... Emma Chamberlain on there and Addison.
Mm-hmm. Emma Chamberlain is going nuts.
And Dixie and Charlie were there too, right?
Yeah.
No, I think
Jaden and Nessa. Well,
oh, Dixie was there.
Jaden and Nessa. Jaden
and Nessa.
Wait,
there.
They're at. Oh no, that was the MTV Awards, not Met Gala.
Dixie was at Met Gala. I'm pretty sure.
She was.
She was wearing like a. Some
oh my god! I didn't
weird
see
ass
that.
Dress, I think.
Oh my god! I didn't see that.
Mm. Yeah, crazy. But Jay Ness is a big one.
Yeah,
they've
pretty good too.
No, they did a really good job at it.
Yeah. Have you seen like him performing in front of the crowds and stuff?
Dude, I saw this fucking video
dude,
where
he actually like. Dude,
no, Jaden's a really
he's
great
a fucking rock star. Dude.
Oh yeah, no, he definitely is. He's really good at it for sure.
There was a video where he was on stage like a week ago, and he's going nuts, right? Like full MGK, going crazy, like singing, and takes this mic and starts slamming his head over and over again, like over and over again. And then after, Jaden, he starts slamming his head with a mic because he's going so nuts, right? And then he posts a picture after, and there's just massive dent and like blood on his head because he's slamming his head. I'm like, he's gone all out. He's a musician.
Okay, but they are really alike to like MGK.
They are, yeah.
And
Mega.
Oh yeah.
But which like it's like scary how
yeah,
similar.
A little bit,
are.
Right?
And like even like the blonde hair and everything. Yeah.
I
like,
know,
bro. Like
I know they look like MGK
in
Fox
like,
for
yeah,
sure.
It looks like the exact.
Jaden's like
same.
MGK's.
Yeah, I made a. Yeah. We made a TikTok today, and in the intro, I was like, I introduced it as Jaden Hostler's dad. MGK just got in a fight with Conor McGregor because it's so true. They were so.
Oh
yeah,
and what was that over like a picture? Was
it was
like,
supposedly yeah. Connor asked to take a picture with Megan Fox, and MGK said no for her, like on her behalf. Goes no, she's not gonna take a picture with you. And then Connor got pressed, and then tried to beat the shit out of him. So, which is like you don't want to, because obviously you feel like you just got like completely, you know, big dicked when you get told you can't take a picture with Megan Fox by her boyfriend.
Yeah, which is so stupid though, because like he just wanted a picture, and like he has a wife and kids, and like they're dating. Like I don't know, it's just kind of like
it is
like,
weird.
You just have to fucking fight.
It could be a publicity stunt.
Could have been that.
He's got eyes on it. Like we were talking about it. We didn't really
exactly.
Care about
I mean, it's been all over TikTok. So
yeah.
But dude, I mean, I think it's weird how similar they are to MGK and Megan Fox. But then they like hang out. Is that not weird for MGK and Megan Fox to be like, oh wow, you guys look just.
It's like they're
mini
me's.
Yeah,
like,
mini me.
Oh my little kid. Why?
Nessa's gonna be in Transformers 5.
Seriously. I don't think I'd notice if they switched like actors.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Huge compliment to Nessa then. Right?
Yeah,
like Megan,
yeah.
I mean, she dyed her hair black and she kind of looks like her a little bit. Yeah. So,
I mean, they both dyed their hair to the colors of MGK and Megan Fox.
Know.
Like,
huge video.
I mean, they look good.
They do look good.
Especially those like paparazzi pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They look good.
I know. We didn't really like. Oh yeah, Rip Josh. We weren't huge fans of like Jaden just because of what he was doing a while back. And we're like, fuck, dude, his music's actually good, and that's kind of infuriating. That he's actually like puts out good music. And we met him in person. He's super cool.
And
guy,
I think I mean Ness and Jaden are like perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think they are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it kind of works because like they both make music. It's like they're both in the same like work. So that's what kind of like. Definitely
yeah,
brought
that's
them
what
together.
They like were like making music together, and then they had this like bond or whatever, and started fucking dating.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
It is super cool. I mean, when you guys like when you and like someone else do like the same line of work, then like you're kind of gonna like.
Here we are.
Exactly.
Prime example.
There you go.
Hey guys.
All right, guys, that's been a banger. But we went over so many random things that like all somehow fit together.
Yeah, what are we
can we have a shit counter? How many times
we did talk? Yeah, we did. The red flag game's always fun to do.
Yeah.
It's like
so. You're just doing YouTube right now?
Yeah, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram sometimes.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
But yeah, mainly. Yeah.
Sophie Dawson's boyfriend. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can just call me Sophie Dawson's boyfriend. It's all right.
Yeah. All right, guys. All their links are going to be linked down below. Go follow Dom. Go follow Sophie. Thanks for coming back on the podcast, Sophie. Dom will run this again. We've got to do another one. Guys, make sure to subscribe, follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave us a review. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Woo!